أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين، وجامع الناس لميقات يوم الدين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في برياته، فجزاه الله بأفضل ما جزى به نبيا عن أمته، اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، اللهم حرم وجوهنا الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، اللهم حرم وجوهنا الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، اللهم حرم وجوهنا الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، وبيض وجوهنا يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله we'll continue where we stopped last week. إن شاء الله. I know I skipped one day, but I'll try to make those days as much as I can. إن شاء الله.
Starting section 14. Belief in the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله.
The author said.
والإيمان بالرؤية يوم القيامة.
To believe in seeing Allah on the day of resurrection.
يرون الله عز وجل بأعين رؤوسهم وهو يحاسبهم بلا حاجب ولا ترجمان.
They, the believers, will see Allah with their own eyes, and He will call them to account without a screen or interpreter. Among the important and great issues of Aqidah is to affirm that the believers will see their Lord on the day of resurrection with their naked eyes, just as they see the moon on the night of a full moon, and as they see the sun clearly in the absence of clouds, as reported in authentic ahadith collected in a mutawatir form concerning the affirmation of the believers seeing their Lord. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim has quoted the ahadith reported concerning this in Hadi al-Arwa. He elaborated on them with their chains of transmission. They have been reported by large number of trustworthy persons in every level affirming that the believers will see their Lord with their naked eyes. The people of misguidance from among the misguided sects opposed it, such as the Mutazila and those who take after them. They negate the believers seeing Allah on the day of resurrection, while it is mentioned in the Quran. Allah the Most High says,
لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً.
For those who have done good is the best reward, paradise, and even more, having the honor of glancing at the countenance of Allah. It is reported in Sahih Muslim that the word ziyada is looking at the face of Allah, glorified is He and Most High. And the Most High says,
لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ.
There they will have all that they desire, and we have more for them. Al-Mazid, more, means looking at the face of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also stated in Surat Al-Qiyamah,
وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ.
Some faces that day shall be nazira, shining and radiant, looking at their Lord, Allah.
Okay, when we say, the Mu'allif says, you're looking at the face of Allah, we learn that we don't go deep in this and trying to go about this, the word the face of Allah. Just enough for you to understand that what makes Jannah, Jannah is what? Ru'yatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What makes Jannah, Jannah is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for us to win the Jannah. What really gives the Jannah its high level, high price, is for the believers to see Allah. And this is for all Ahlul Jannah or some people of Ahlul Jannah? Everybody. Everybody. Well, they will set a manabr, a seat, according to their levels of amal. The closest you are, you know, you're VIP. The closest. And then higher and higher, of course, you know, the higher the and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody will get the chance, this pleasure, this honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, will say to Ahlul Jannah, do you have everything? He said, Ya Rab, what can we ask more? بَيَّطَّ وُجُوهَنَا, you made our faces white. وَأَدْخَلْتَنَا الْجَنَّةِ, and you enter us to Jannah. And you gave us from everything we wish for. What else we want more? And besides that, that you will never get angry at us again. لا أسخط عليكم أبدا. I will never get mad at you. You have my what? My full pleasure. Rida. You know, Rida Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah سبحانه to be pleased. But this is not all. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يكشف الحجب. And there is حجب. You know, Allah سبحانه وتعالى. There is a حجاب. حجابه النور. This star is نور. And some say نار. نور or نار. لو كشفت. If it's just, if it kind of left some of these حجاب off, لأحرقت سبحات وجه الله سبحانه وتعالى من انتهى إليه بصره. Everything will be burned. But in the Jannah, from the رحمة الله سبحانه وتعالى, that he will give this honor to the people of Jannah, ليتمتعوا برؤية وجه الله. As you hear Surah Al-Qiyamah, وجوه يومئذ ناظر إلى ربها ناظر. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا منه.
The Arabic word nadhira with dad is derived from an-nudra, which means radiance.
تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم.
You will recognize in their faces the brightness of delight.
إلى ربها ناظرة.
Looking at their Lord, Allah. With the, meaning they will look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So he's talking about the da and the dha. The da nadira wa nadira. Nadira is very close. That's why it's very important for us to understand the Arabic language very clearly with the da and the dha. Where the tongue comes here and play the big role in the letter dha, which is meaning the actual seeing, nadar, min nadar. والنظر which is بالضاد like you know this صحابي النظر right النظر والنظرة it is that pleasant scenes on someone's face.
They will be delighted with it more than their delight with the bliss of paradise. This is in the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Allah says regarding the disbelievers,
كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون.
Nay, surely they, evildoers, will be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. They will be veiled from seeing Allah. So if the disbelievers will be veiled from seeing Allah, it is a proof that the believers will see their Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because the believers believe in him in this world without seeing him. Rather, they relied on proofs. So they believed in him and his messengers. They believed in him without seeing him in this world. So Allah will honor them in paradise by manifesting to them, and they will see him with their naked eyes. For they believed in him in this world without seeing him. As for the disbelievers, since they disbelieved in him in this world, Allah will veil them from seeing him on the day of resurrection as recompense to them.
جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا.
An exact recompense according to their evil crimes. One of the ambiguities which the Mu'tazila and those who hold their view rely on is that Allah said to Musa, you cannot see me, as contained in the statement of Allah, the Most High.
ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. The last part I just added because to complete the meaning. But the only stop فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. Just for you to know. So.
And when Musa came at the time and place appointed by us, and his Lord spoke to him, he said, O my Lord, show me yourself that I may look upon you. Allah said, you cannot see me, but look upon the mountain. If it stands still in its place, then you shall see me. They say this is a proof that Allah will not be seen. We reply by saying, yes, this is in this worldly light, because the event took place in this world. We agree that Allah cannot be seen in this world. Because Musa asked to see him in this world, Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, said, he said, you cannot see me, that is, in this world. Negation with the particle lam does not imply an eternal negation. Rather, it is a temporary negation. He said, you cannot see me, meaning, you cannot see me in this world. Even in the Arabic language, negation used with the particle lam, meaning never, does not imply eternity. Consequently, Ibn Malik stated in Al-Kafiyatash-Shafiyah on Arabic grammar, he who considers negation with the use of lam to be eternal, then his view is rejected, while contrary to it should be supported. That is, the particle lam does not imply eternal or everlasting negation. Another proof is that Allah says regarding the Jews,
فَتَمَنَّوُا الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ
Then long for death if you are truthful, but they will never long for it. This is in spite of the fact that in the hereafter they will wish for death in order to have a rest from punishment. Allah the Most High says,
وَنَادَوْا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ
And they will cry, O Malik, keeper of hell, let your Lord make an end of us. They will seek for death. This indicates that the particle lan, never, does not imply eternal negation. This is the ruling of Arabic language, and it is the ruling which the Quran denotes. They also stated that from what indicates that Allah will never be seen is his saying,
لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار.
No vision can grasp him, but he grasps all vision. We say to them, this is not a negation of seeing Allah, it is only a negation of grasp. He did not say that eyes will not see him, he said, no vision can grasp him. That is, no vision can grasp him. And the negation of al-idraq, grasping, is not a negation of seeing. So the eyes will see him but cannot grasp him, meaning it cannot grasp him. So the word al-idraq means a grasping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if they see him in paradise, they cannot grasp him. So what is being negated is al-idraq, which means grasping. Therefore, eyes will see him, but cannot grasp him. They will, however, see him as is pointed to by the proofs, and reconciling the text is obligatory. When contradiction appears to have occurred between the texts, as long as it is possible to reconcile, then they should be reconciled. This is clear. To Allah is all praise due. The speech of Allah is never contradictory. Rather, an aspect explains the other. As for he who takes a verse and leaves another, such a person is from the people of deviation. Allah the Most High says,
أَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ بِتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَبِتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ
So as for those in whose hearts there is a deviation from the truth, they follow that which is not entirely clear thereof, seeking al-fitna, polytheism and trials, and seeking for its hidden meaning. The entire Qur'an should be used as proof.
كُلُّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا
The whole of it, clear and unclear verses, are from our Lord, as stated by those firmly grounded in knowledge. An aspect of the Qur'an explains another. It never contradicts, because Allah has negated all forms of contradiction from it. Allah the Most High says,
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا.
Do they not then consider the Quran carefully? Had it been from other than Allah, they would surely have found therein much contradiction.
Stop there, inshallah. Very quick point, inshallah, very important point. Is number one is guaranteed that we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, no doubt. But seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya with the word lan tarani, as the author said, lan, it is temporarily. And it's not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say lan tarani, you will say lan tarani abadan. The word abadan, that means forever. But lan tarani is the dunya. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى كتب على كل عباده أنه لن يراه أحد في الدنيا حتى رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم when he عرج به إلى السماوات السبع when he went in the night journey and he reached سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى وكلم الله تكليما didn't he talk to Allah سبحانه وتعالى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم yes he did but he did not see him and when they told him أنت هل رأيت ربك يا رسول الله قال نور أنا أراه نور. And this is what all the Prophet knows when he went to Jannah al-Muntaha, which is the highest place that nobody ever went there except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what gives the Jannah the beauty, the real beauty of the Jannah is for the believers that they will, as the author said, that to see their Rabb that they worship in the dunya without seeing him. Now, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد وَزِيَادَ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا في الحياة الحسنى وزيادة meaning this extra this as the author said and according to the translation of the Quran هي رؤية وجه الله سبحانه وتعالى في الجنة and what is in Jannah compared to the dunya the only thing that you see similarity is only named as I mentioned before الجنة فيها أنهار river right لبن right milk عسل خمر wine and whatever if you can is that the right translation for khamr wine ma'in غير آسن رمان نخل وزيتون فاكهة وأبا ولحم طير all of these names the bird the meat bird and all the stuff the only thing is you get from it is name but is it the same thing that we know why because the Prophet said فيها ما لا عين رأت in the Jannah ما لا عين رأت never an eye has seen ولا أذن سمعت and would not even before ولا خطر على قلب بشر nor it came to by so we cannot imagine what is the رمان of the Jannah compared to the رمان which is the pomegranate and you know how it is hard it is have you ever I mean pomegranate is one of my favorite foods I grew up in Palestine pomegranate is something very common and it comes this big and it cracks It reached the point of crack because of the weather. SubhanAllah, it is especially in Palestine because the land is amazing. And it cracks and you can see the seeds of it on the side sweet. Okay, but the issue is with it, healing it. You know, it's messy. But at the same time, it's so tasty. You know, but you don't see this, you're not going to, in Jannah, you're not going to go through this hassle of, you wish it and it will come to you ready subhanallah this is from the things that you have to work hard لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ all of this life is all about competition for what? For us to be in that situation in Jannah because you know subhanallah everything all the subul all the roads are prepared for us subhanallah مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا if you want to look Allah ta'ala is giving you all the bonuses to get you to Jannah so you can see him. But did everybody really, is everyone taking advantage of it? You go to, for example, to Umrah, every Salah with 100 Salah in Masjid al-Haram. If you go to Masjid al-Nabi, 1000 Salah. If you go to Masjid al-Aqsa, 500 Salah. Right? You, من قام ليلة القدر, ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. Right? الصيام والحسنات في رمضان يضعف الله إلى 700 ضعف 700 and more so you have all the means that you can get the حسنات and isn't that worth it for us to give it this effort so all the what we need to understand is really this competition will lead us somewhere honorable which is the Jannah And subhanAllah, and in the Jannah, after everybody is settled, and the last person enter the Jannah, right? You know who is the last person enter the Jannah? Who is the last person enter the Jannah? Who is that? Atiq al-Rahman. Atiq al-Rahman. You know Atiq al-Rahman? It's not his name, Atiq al-Rahman. You're going to say, no, Atiq al-Rahman, giving you a name. You know, this, the last one who is supplicating to Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ahraqani harruha wa zakauha wa harruha. Yad'u Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Diyanma, Ya Rabbi, akhrijni min akhrijni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul lahu, Ya Abdi, in akhrajtu. This is the one who has in his heart an atom weight of iman. You know, this person maybe in his life, maybe the only thing he lived with is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Other than that, pretty much I don't think you have a lot of things. He is the last one who's coming out of the Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets him out of the Jannah. And then once he gets out of, Jahannam. He gets out of Jahannam. And then once he is out of Jahannam, he will look out. You know, the Jahannam ta'ati yawm al-qiyamah, yawm al-hisab, ya sab'una alf zimam. It has 70,000, you know, like a zimam, when you try, you know, like when you have a very wild horse, you try to, sometimes you're trying from different places to hold them in place.
Restrain.
What do you call it?
Restrain.
Restrain. Yeah. 70,000, huh?
Rain.
Yeah.
Restrain.
70,000. And on everyone, 70,000 angels holding it. What is the number?
49,000.
Cannot. So in each one, for the 70,000, for each one is 70,000. So 70,000 times 70,000, right? Is that right? 70,000 times 70,000. Is that right? The right math?
Yeah.
Oh. Each one has 70,000.
Yeah, 70,000 times 70,000, right? So that gives you in millions, those in millions, regardless what are the numbers. And these angels, not like these angels, some of these angels, like Hamat al-Arsh, between here, Shahmat al-Udhnihi tu'atiqi, right here, is Masira 500 years. From here to here is a 500 years travel, from here to here. So you can imagine they are malaikatun ghilabun shidad. Shidad means they are powerful, right? Jibreel alayhi salam, for example, how many wings he had? 700 wings. He completely covered the horizon. So imagine when Jahannam comes with 70,000 zimams, and he comes out of it and he look at it and says, Alhamdulillah alladhi najani min. Alhamdulillah, who saved me from you. لقد أعطاني الله ما لم يعطي أحدا من العالمين. Allah has given me something He didn't give anybody. He thought He's the only one who saved. Because there's still people in there. There's also people inside. They're burning ويصرخون ويحترقون لا يموتون لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا لا هم الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول لا يذوقون فيها الموت. There is no موت in Jahannam, right? There's a continuous torture. So when he comes out and he looks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yashad lahu shajara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appear for him a tree, and in front of the tree, water, running water. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first time, can I go, Ya Rab, sit under that tree to get from the shade of it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a long hadith. So he keeps asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from one place to another, to under the tree. Ya Rab, can I drink from that water? And Allah said, didn't you promise me ma aghdaraka ibn Adam, the long hadith? And you know, you keep asking me, and you said not enough. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yu'adhiru. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is excusing him because huwa yara ma la yasbir ala ma lahu sabrun alayh. He cannot have patience for what he sees. Until he sees the Jannah. Ya Rab, idnuni min bab al Jannah. Let me just get close to Jannah. And he was in front of the Jannah. Ya Rab, can I enter the Jannah? slowly, you know how the son of Adam is always grieved, huh? And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him enter the Jannah, and you have 10 times of the dunya, 10 times of the dunya. فيقول, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiles, you know, because, and he asked the Sahaba, why did you ask me why I'm smiling? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiles, you know, because يقول الرجل هذا الرجل يقول الله تعالى أتهزأ بي وأنت رب العالمين. يا رب, you mocking me and you are the Lord of this world. You tell me to enter the Jannah and I have 10 times of the dunya. Can you give a price for the dunya? Yeah. Who can give the price for the dunya? Imagine you have 10 times of the dunya. What does that mean? Something beyond, right? Beyond our imagination. فيقول له يا رب, you know, enter the Jannah and I have like the dunya, like the dunya the first time. He told him like the dunya, and لك مثل الدنيا. And then يقول يا رب أتسخر مني وأنت رب العالمين. قال لا. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول لا. ادخل الجنة ولك عشر أمثالها. Not even one time like the dunya. Imagine 10 times of the dunya. And when he entered, you know what he thought? He was the only one in the Jannah. They already people way ahead of him already inside. Those who are سبق المفرد المفردون. Those الذاكرون الله والذاكرة. They are ahead always. So this, when he entered the Jannah, يؤتى بالموت. Then after that, this is the last one in Jahannam, because before that you cannot slaughter death. Because they're still believers in Jahannam. You know the believers who died on La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That's the only thing they had carried in their life. But of course, they had from the adab of Jahannam, ما يعلمه illallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one who knows is Allah. They have tortured for how long? Allah only knows. They already have people in Jannah and he is right there. So once he is in Jannah, تغلق أبواب الجنة. Now the doors of Jannah close. وتغلق أبواب جهنم. Now who are already in Jahannam settled, and those in Jannah settled. فيؤتى بالموت على الصراط. The mouth comes on the صراط على on the shape of كبش ram. فيذبح على الصراط. Slaughtered. فينادي مناد من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. An angel will call loudly. يا أهل النار خلود فلا موت. فيتصيبهم من الكآبة والحزن depression and sadness and humiliation ما يعلمه إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. ما لا يعلمه إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. So imagine they said no more death, you're gonna be there أبدا خالدين فيها أبدا. وينادي مناد في الجنة يا أهل الجنة خلود لا موت. فيفرحون no more death, no more death, because every one of them tasted death. And death is a rough, tough journey. As I mentioned today a little bit in my khutbah about death, is when the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَتَمَنَّمُوا الْمَوْتِ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مِنْ هَوْلِ الْمَطْلَعِ. مِنْ هَوْلِ الْمَطْلَعِ means the moment of death. It is really a very tough moment that every soul shall take. And it's not an easy journey. The presence of Malak al-Mawt, you wish if you have the entire dunya to ransom yourself from that moment, you will do it. But anna li ahadin dhalik. Everybody went through it, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this moment that everyone should prepare themselves, this is this appointment. I call it appointment with Malak al-Mawt. It is appointment from one side, not two sides. Because if you have an appointment, you know it, then you prepare yourself. But the only one who knows your time is Malak al-Mawt, because he knows it once your leaf drops. He knows exactly who's next, because each one has a sign. Once a sign comes to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows today this brother, tomorrow this brother. No, I'm not taking that money. Tomorrow this brother, you know, not right, inshallah. But this is the way it is. Today you carry this brother, tomorrow we carry that brother, and after that, and within we are in this qabr. This is the house that I mentioned today in my khutbah, that we really need to prepare ourselves to be in it on good terms. Like when you try to buy a home, you try to find a good neighborhood, good schools, good this, good that. Similarly, you have to prepare yourself للقبر لمثل هذا فليعمل العاملون. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من أهل الجنة وأن يجعلنا ممن يرون الله سبحانه وتعالى عيانا. سبحانك الله بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Maybe in those days, because now the time is little early, instead of 15 minutes, allow me maybe 20, today a little longer, but you know, 20, maybe 25 max, inshallah. I will not hold you like today, inshallah. Tomorrow will be a little shorter, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.